show called Sex Life. Everyone's been talking about it because there's a scene in it where the husband suspects that his wife might be having an affair with her ex, and he wants to check out the ex. So he follows him into his gym and he checks him out in the shower. And there's a famous quote unquote shower scene that people are filming their response to watching the shower scene. And I'd heard about that part of it. I started watching it, but frankly, I thought it was terribly written, so I didn't even bother watching it. Mm-hmm. But then the shower scene thing happened. I thought, well, now it's a pop culture thing. I have to continue. So the shower scene, I'm expecting to be this thing where the husband and the lover start having sex or something shocking, because when I see people's expression, they're like, oh my God, oh my God. That's what I'm expecting. No, the guy turns around. He's got a big dick, big fucking deal. It's no big deal. It's like, he's got a big giant. It's one of those things where like, he's good looking, he's rich, he's fabulous. And you're like, but no way. He's definitely hung like a turtle. Like I'm good here. And the guy turns around and he has got a giant, giant penis. And that's what people are reacting to. So I want to check out that show. Well, I got to ask you a question here.
Is it like the size of a soda can?
It's not that. Well, yeah, it's kind of big around. It's more long than anything else.
Like a cop's flashlight from the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. When I saw it, I thought of a horse or an elephant.
Does it kind of look like this mic?
Yes, it looks like that mic if the mic was bigger.
Oh, it's bigger than the mic?
Yeah, it's big. It was big. But it was a shower, not a grower. So who knows? But anyway, so that's what everybody's reacting to. So I'm watching the show. I want to know if I have a lawsuit against the producers of this show. Okay, let me tell you what the show is about. And every time I say something that you think might be about my life, I want you to make a little ding sound in your head.
I'll do even better. I'll get an actual ding sound. So
yeah, give me an actual ding sound here, because I want to know if this is a little too close to my life. And I'm thinking somehow the creator and writer and producer, executive producer of the show might know somebody I know or okay. Something. It's a little too close to home.
Okay.
Let's start with this. The show is about this girl, Billy, a girl with a boy's name, a girl with an unusual name. Okay, let's start with that.
Okay, that's okay. The ding. There's the ding right there.
Right. She banged her way through the early 2000s, meaning like, and they show these scenes where she's had like indiscriminate sex with guys in bathrooms and alleys, picks up a guy, some guy flies in for the day, you know, basically my entire life in the early 2000s.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, maybe this is a common experience that women in Manhattan had.
Is it a Manhattan boy's name girl that sleeps her way through?
Yes. Yes.
Sue them now.
Okay. Wait, it gets better. She lives downtown. Okay. In Soho. I lived in the Village, which is the next town over from Soho. So if you don't want to be too obvious, you don't say Soho, you say the very next area over, which is the Village. I'm like, this is still a little close. Okay. She meets her husband while she's in grad school, where she is getting her PhD. Okay. And if whether or not you know, I have a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting her PhD in psychology. I have a PhD in psychology.
Right.
She's getting a PhD at Columbia. That's where I started my PhD. I was there for my first year, and then I transferred to Fordham, but still
New York
school. Yes. Ready for this? The husband, where was my husband Sean Lee from? Do you remember?
Sean Lee is from Memphis.
Greenwich, Connecticut. The husband is from Greenwich, Connecticut.
I thought Sean Lee was from Memphis. No, he lived in Memphis.
No, he went to school in Memphis.
Oh, close enough.
That's different. Yeah. This is okay. So the husband is from Greenwich, my husband was from. And here's the clincher. Three guesses what the husband's name is.
Sean Lee.
Nope.
Joe Lee.
Nope.
Joe Marconi.
Think closer to home.
He better not be named Anthony.
Nope. Even closer to home.
Joe.
No.
Sean.
Cooper.
Oh, bullshit.
The husband's name is Cooper.
No.
I am not bullshitting you. So to recap, this is a story about a woman with a boy's name who banged her way through all kinds of men indiscriminately in the early 2000s, lived in the village, or lived downtown, got a PhD in psychology, husband from Greenwich, husband's name is Cooper.
No.
Yes.
You have a lawsuit.
I think I have a lawsuit here.
Yes.
I think they better, the people at Sex Life better watch their asses.
That's too close to home.
Yeah. I started Googling the woman to see. Now, she's a regular, she's been a writer and a producer for television for a long time. Had she come out of nowhere, I'd be like, But, so she's earned her cred. Yeah. I know. Let's go to people's court, girl. Yeah, I'll take her to people's court. I don't care. I have no shame.
Yeah, nobody would not take this case. I want to take this case. I'm not even a lawyer.
Right.
But no, you're going to win. Yeah, you're going to be very rich.
That might be my life on Netflix, and I didn't get a dime for it.
And it's called Sex Life.
And it's called Sex Life. And she's using my name.
And there's a big wiener. And you have a big wiener. Oh, you like big wiener.